Time's now 3:31, and we are now joined in studio by some very special guests. We've got Executive Director of Pet Pals NC, Brad Freeman, and we've also got Yvonne Liu and Whopper, who is a certified therapy dog and Yvonne is a certified therapy dog handler. So first of all, thank you all so much for being here.
Hey, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And let's start with some introductions. So, Brad, you're the executive director of Pet Pals NC. Tell us really quickly about Pet Pals NC.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm Brad, and we're a nonprofit organization, 100% volunteers, and we promote and support animal-assisted therapy and activities in the public schools for kids. It helps with academic, social, emotional, developmental challenges. So we are free to the schools, and we're here to just talk a little bit about what we do.
Right. We're definitely going to get into all of that more in just a moment, but I've got to get Yvonne on the mic here because Whopper's pacing around and wants some attention. So Yvonne, if you could introduce yourself and Whopper.
My name's Yvonne, and I have a therapy dog, and we've been working with Pet Pals since Whopper was 2, and he's now almost 8, so it's been a long time. We work in both Durham and Chapel Hill. He gets very offended if nobody's petting him. He thinks, we're here, you should be petting me. So Whopper typically works with the elementary school kids, and they do anything from reading to him to rolling balls to him to just petting him to relieve tension and anxiety. They also do where they set up these color and ask him how he's feeling, and he'll touch a color, and then they talk about how he's feeling versus how they're feeling. So if we have any kids with a lot of energy, we do agility.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
A lot of times you'll see a dog that has like kind of an ironic name, but Whopper is a very literal name. This is a huge dog. Can you describe Whopper a little bit?
Whopper is Scooby-Doo. He's yes. half Great Dane, half English Mastiff. Everybody says he's huge, but he's very tiny. He's 130 pounds. Typically these breeds hit closer to 200, but he thinks he's a lap dog. So he's trying to figure out why I'm standing and not. He can't sit in my lap.
He is a large 130 pounds. That's impressive.
Yeah, he's only 130.
So. He wears it well. So I understand that Pet Pals has a fundraiser coming up, and I want to make sure we get all the details out there on that before we get too distracted by the adorableness of Whopper. So, Brad, if you can give us those details.
Yeah, you bet. We're getting the word out. We're just a few days away from our fundraiser, which is on Sunday, April 21st, 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. We'll have live music. We've got a band, Full Tilt, that's a classic rock band. We have a lot of items for live auction and silent auction. Should be a lot of fun. To get more information, you just go to givebutter.com/petpalsnc.
Right, and that is, again, on April 21st at Captain John's Dockside Restaurant here in Chapel Hill. So definitely a pretty easy pitch to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about what Pet Pals NC does specifically. Been around since 2007, I think that's right.
Yes, it was founded in 2007 by Wendy Stewart, who was a school social worker in Orange County. So it began there amongst the social workers in the district that she worked, and then grew to Durham, Chapel Hill, Carrboro schools, and a few other districts. In light of the pandemic, we're seeing stress levels and mental health of children, really has been significantly affected. And so we believe pet therapy is just another tool that the school social workers and school counselors can use with their students. And it's really rewarding work. So we're always looking for more volunteers, people who have dogs that are interested in either getting certified or already certified therapy dog teams, just so we can support more schools.
No, we don't do the certification. We strictly work with the schools and tried to find handlers who have dogs that are certified. And unfortunately, they do retire or move away. Whopper's retiring this summer, so we are always looking for new handlers.
That's a great point. Yep.
And we have a waiting list of schools.
Yeah. And there's information on the petpals.org website about if you're interested in becoming a certified TEAB, how to go about that, and what the certifying organizations are in the area.
Now, website is petpalsnc.org. Yvonne, I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about some specific types of interactions that you have with Whopper in schools.
Well, I'm in the elementary school level, so and every we go once a week, and every week it can be different what we see. But some of my favorite things that we have done, I walked in one time and a second grader was having a complete meltdown in the school. They had pulled her out of the classroom. She was in the hallway. They asked me if I would bring Whopper over there. And the child crossed her arms and stomped her feet and told me, "I'm not petting no dog." Well, this particular breed tends to lean against you, especially if you're uptight. So he went over and leaned against her. And the next thing you notice, she was petting his ears. And all that anger, I have no idea why she was so angry, but it just went away. So another time we were there, and Whopper was stressed out because he had several first graders that had a lot of energy. And a young fifth grader came by, and Whopper kind of went out the room and leaned against him. And that fifth grader ended up working with Whopper, learned how to give Whopper commands, and then he brought Whopper into the classroom and introduced Whopper to his whole class. And afterwards, I found out that he had kind of a bullying image, and that was the first time his whole class saw him in a different light. Sometimes it's just stress relief. Sometimes it's actual physical movement. Sometimes we just sit and a child reads to him because they're behind in reading and they don't mind reading to him because he's not going to correct them. He's actually fallen asleep and snored, but he's not going to correct them. So it varies on the day. Well, and then
and
you
it
more
varies between elementary, middle and high school levels, mm-hmm. what the handlers do in those settings. We're in about 30 schools right now with about 30 different mm-hmm. Therapy dog teams. One of the high schools that we go to regularly is the North Carolina School of Science and Math. Mm-hmm. And we have several teams that go there, and it's really just to support the kids in a stressful environment.
Yeah, we send 3 teams once a week there, but these kids are living on campus away from home for the first time, mm-hmm. many of them, and so they're away from family, they're away from their own dogs, and they are in a very high-stressed environment. And once a week they get to come out and pet the dogs and just relieve the stress.
We're visiting with Brad Freeman and Yvonne Liu and Whopper from Pet Pals NC. And the thing that I keep coming back to that you said earlier that I think we should circle back to is that there is a waiting list for schools. So mm-hmm. that means you need more dogs and more certified therapy dog handlers, right?
Yeah, correct. Yep. So we're getting the word out about that and our fundraiser, because as I mentioned, we're all volunteers and we're free to the schools, but it does take funds to run the organization, recruiting handlers and, you know, providing resources to the schools. So
that website is petpalsnc.org, where you can find more information. We got just a couple minutes left, so is there anything that either of you'd like to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Oh, wow. I think we covered just about everything, Andrew.
All right.
I hope you enjoyed your therapy dog visit today.
I definitely did. I have not had many animals on the air, and I think the last one I had was a snake. So it's a very different experience. The snake was surprisingly charming. It tried to come across and see me. It was like coming right through here over the board to pull it back in.
But for some people, that would be stressful.
It was a little stressful. I enjoy the cuddling with the soft fur of Whopper a little bit more than observing a snake coming at me. I will say that. Brad, Yvonne, and Whopper, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate what you do, and keep it up.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.